Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. School may not be in session, but that's not stopping volunteers, organizations, and the community from helping students get ready for classes next month. The United Way Northumberland and more than two dozen volunteers helped prepare 850 backpacks Tuesday for children in need across the county as part of the Backpacks for Kids program. Each backpack is grade-specific and designed to meet the educational goals of the student while offering nutritional snacks. The essentials for learning include pencils, crayons, and math supplies. For the high school students, hygiene products are also available in the backpack. I spoke with Alicia Van Dyne, the executive director of the United Way, about the program.
Definitely a year-round project for us. As I mentioned in the opening remarks today, we basically drop off the last backpack and we start planning for the next year, because what we've seen is that the need is increasing year over year, and our ability, of course, to meet that need is really directly related to the donations. And so really proud to tell you, last year we had 4 product drives. This year we had 17. I mean, absolutely amazing response from the community. And I think it's because it's such a tangible way to help someone here in Northumberland County. We're distributing backpacks across the county and all of our municipalities. And also proud to say we're putting a few at Alderville as well.
Now, 850, that's a very ambitious number. How did you come up with that number? Was that from last year, or do you anticipate that that was the need going into this year?
We sort of anticipated, based on some historical, we're seeing, you know, at least a 10 or 15% increase each year in the total demand. And so we set 850 as the goal this year, and I suspect it will increase next year based on that history.
Okay, so let's talk about what is in the backpacks. I know different school grades get different materials and whatnot. So talk to us about the primary and not secondary students.
Yeah, so of course everything is age appropriate, and we call them the littles, the SK, JK grade ones. We really focus on making sure that they have a lunch pail, extra crayons, extra supports in terms of their creative needs. In our grades 2 to 5, we're really starting to think about math kits and small math kits, because we know that kids need to be proficient in math and reading by the time they get to grades 3 and 5. And so we are putting in supports to make sure that we can help them on their educational journey. For our high school backpacks, we want to make sure that there's a scientific calculator, of course, an upgraded math kit that has more pieces to deal with the more complex math that they're doing. But one of the needs that we heard in community was about hygiene, in particular for our high school students, because if a family is struggling, you know, they're cutting corners, we wanted to make sure that kids felt really good about themselves. And mental health, of course, with our young people is such an important thing today. We wanted to do something tangible to help them go to school feeling confident with the tools that they need to fit in with their peer groups.
Yeah, the cost of some of those hygiene products can get very expensive, so I can understand the decision of whether to purchase that over some vegetables or fruit or some meat. I can understand that. What has been the response that you've seen when the kids get their backpacks and the families see that they actually have something great to start the year?
You know, I think April captured it today in our opening. It feels like Christmas for the children. They are so excited to be able to have a new backpack, new notebooks, new things. You know, when we see them, then they're already peeking in to see what's in there. And of course, you know, we've got some granola bars that we're putting in there as well. And so the kids feel really good. They have a big smile on their face, and you just see their shoulders kind of raise a little bit. They're just so excited to wear that backpack the next day. So we're really excited about just being able to do something really tangible to help young people in our area.
Now, this couldn't have been done without the volunteers in the room at the Lions Center, basically putting the backpacks together. What's that say about the turnout you've seen today?
You know, we have probably doubled the amount of volunteers this year that we did last year. We had, of course, the new Chief Leather, come in and donate some items and be here. We've got representation here from, of course, Northumberland County and SABIC and our corporate friends. We can't say enough to say thank you to Sarah and Brett Turk, who did the Stuff the Ram event over in Port Hope. It really, truly takes a community to raise a child, but it also takes a community to do backpacks for kids, and we're really proud to be part of it.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.